So today's share, we're going to discuss is how bad was Bilam? Was he a really bad guy? Or maybe he wasn't such a bad guy? Okay? So if you look in the, if you read the, there actually is, I think, a debate between the Ramban and Rashi as to how bad Bilam was. So, for example, because if you read the story, again, we're trained to hear the fact that Bilam was a bad guy, right? In other words, that's what we're, that's how we're trained. But if you read the psukim, I mean, he seems, if you look in, Perek Chav Beis, so Balak is upset, he's nervous about Bnei Israel, and they send messengers to Bilam on Pasuk Hey. He says, there's got this nation that left Egypt, and they're near me. And Pasuk Vav, Atalacha Na'ar Elias Amazeh, I want you to go, I want you to curse this nation, Ki Atzum Himimenu, they're mightier than me, Ulai Uchad Na'kebo V'agar Shedabita Aretz, maybe I will drive him out to the land. Ki yodati es asher tevarech mevarech v'asher ta'or yuar. Because I know that whom you bless is blessed, and whom you curse is cursed. Sounds a lot like whom? Who's it sound like? Es asher tevarech mevarech asher ta'or yuar. Evan, try to unmute yourself. What?
Avram.
Well, no, I would say Avram. Right? Avram, right? Hashem said, mevarecha, recha, kalacha, or. So he sounds like... he sounds like Avram. And so they went to Bilam, and Bilam says, Pasuk Ches, he says, V'yomalhem linu pa lila, stay here, I'll let you know, kashir deber Hashem, whatever Hashem says to me. Okay? And Hashem said to Bilam, who are these people? Pasuk Tes, Pasuk Yud, is Balak, he came to send me. Right? And then, Pasuk Yud Bey, Hashem said to Bilam, don't go with them, don't curse them, because don't curse this nation, because they're blessed. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Bilam gets up and he says, sorry, I can't do this. So far, so good. They bring new messengers in Pasuk Tesvav, more honorable messengers. They come to Bilam and they say, I want you to curse. And look again, Pasuk Yud Ches, V'yan Bilam V'yomer Alav De Balak. Right? Imitain Li Balak Melo, Beso Kesev Ezov Lo Chalavor Spi Hashem. Right? You can't make me violate the word of Hashem, no matter how much money you give me. And he says, okay, and stay here, I'll see what Hashem says. And then Hashem says to Bilam, Im nikro lecha bo anashim kum lechi tam v'acha es ha-devar sher deber alecho so taseh. And now you can go with them, whatever I tell you, you should do. Until this point, it doesn't seem like Bilam is such a bad guy. Right? In other words... And really, throughout the story, very often he says, I cannot do that which, I can only say that which Hashem puts in my mouth. Just like, you go to Perachov Gimel when he's trying to curse B'nai Israel. If you look in Perachov Gimel, Pasuk Yud Beis, V'yav Yomar, Halo es Asher Yosim Hashem Afi, Oso Hashem Adaber, that which Hashem places in my mouth, that's the only thing I can say. And he repeats this throughout, okay? Pasuk Chavav. V'yomar Balak, V'yomar Balak, Halo Dibarti Alecha, didn't I tell you? Kol Asher Dibar Hashem Oso Aseh, I'm going to do what Hashem tells me. So, Bilam, on one level, appears to be submissive to God. He's obedient. He always consults with Hashem before doing anything. Yes.
Well, we know that Hashem's angry with him, so it doesn't follow.
Right. So the question is, right. So my point is, if you look at the evidence, there's a lot that Bilam does which is good, and Hashem gets angry at him. So Burby points out there is one part which he gets angry, and the truth is, it's not so clear why he gets angry. I mean, again, we learned them, yeah.
The villain don't explain why he gets angry. His victims are on the road haphazardly. Lech Imam is a common purpose. So he says, Kosh Baruch says Lech Itam, and he goes Lech Imam.
Right.
And he goes, that's what defending.
Right. Yeah, that's the villain. Yeah, you know, they say S versus Iyam, right? They say one mind versus go with them physically, but not. Yeah, it's a beautiful shot.
The fact that he asked Hashem the second time means that he wasn't listening to Hashem at all, and he wanted to do what he wanted.
Yeah. I don't know. We're picking on him a little bit. I mean to say is, if you read the story and you knew nothing about Bilam versus Balak, so you're right, you can make the diuk of the Vilna Gaon and you can say, well, why is he asking him again? So he's always consulting Hashem. I'm going to point out to you that the Ramban is not so critical of him initially. So the one piece where we have where we see Hashem's displeased with him in Pasuk Chavez, Vayichar Af Elokim Ki Holechu. So he gets upset that he goes with him, even though Hashem says to go with him. So you have Evan's pshat, and then he sends an angel in the way, right? And there's a donkey there, and the donkey speaks to him, etc., etc. So
but throughout the whole thing, he's saying it like, no matter how much money you give me,
yeah.
In other words, like the guy who wants to run for president, because I will never run for president.
Yeah, okay,
he's saying, no matter how much money.
Yeah, okay.
I'd like the money.
So you're like influenced by Rashi, Baruch. That's fine. I understand what you're saying, but isn't that the famous Uncle Moishe song? Ain't gonna work on Saturday. Double, triple pay. We'll make it work on Saturday. So you're saying also does that mean that all these kids who sing that Uncle Moishe song want double and triple pay? Maybe, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I understand. It, my point is, like, we find things that are beneath the surface, that are hidden beneath the surface a little bit, that we can pick on Bilam. I'm going to point out to you that whole line of thinking is Rashi's line of thinking. I'm just pointing out, I'm going to share with you, let's read the Ramban. I understand. Let's talk about now initially. Let's read the Ramban here. Let's just read the Ramban here. Ramban says, Im likro lecha bo hanashim. Okay? So the Ramban says the following. Vanachem beinai binyan hazeh, it seems to me, in this, with respect to this matter, ki mitchila mano Hashem shlo yikalal sa'am ki baruchu. Initially Hashem wanted to prevent Bilam, he shouldn't curse the nation because they are blessed. And why would he go with them since he's not going to curse them? It doesn't make sense that Bilam should go with them if the whole reason why they want him to go with them is to curse. And Hashem already said he can't curse them. That's why Hashem said don't go with them, so you shouldn't curse the nation because they're blessed. And it's known that Bilam told them what God's words were. Balak shalach elav pam shenit kilomi. Balak sent him another second time because Balak did not believe this. Vosif lo kavod b'sarim rabim nichbadim min harishonim v'nader leharbos charo kvodo. And he added greater honor with more officers than the first ones, and he promised to give him a lot more money. Bilam ana osam, and Bilam answered him, she'ena devar taloy b'mon v'lo b'rtzono. The matter does not depend on money and not depends on whether he wants to do it. Rak hakol biyad Hashem is only in the hands of Hashem. Okay, I'll ask him again. And he did this correctly. So my point to you, first of all, is there is a well-known, prominent Rishon who says at this point, Bilam is acting 100% appropriately. Because he knows, you know, that Hashem, it's all good. And he knows, and he will inform him what he should tell this nation, what will happen in the future. So Hashem said to Bilam, Hashem said, I already told you that the nation is blessed. You can't curse them. Now return before you. And if they're calling you just to go with you on condition that you don't curse the nation, as I have informed you initially, that you can go with them. But you should only do what I tell you. Listen, go with them. But I'm telling you, if I command you to bless them, you have to bless them, and you can't be afraid of Balak. And that vizetam imli crow. That's what it means, imli crow. And this was the will of Hashem that Bilam should go with them. Hashem told Bilam that he's allowed to go with Balak, with the officers, as long as he informs them that he cannot curse B'nai Israel, and he will do whatever Hashem commands. Because it's the will of Hashem that he should bless Klal Yisrael. And Bilam should have told this to the officers of Balak. He should have said, behold, Hashem permitted me. Hashem allows me to go with you. On condition that I'm not going to curse them. And if he commands me to do something to bless them, I will bless them. If you don't want this, also, you leave me. Balak, even the second time, said his messengers to say, curse them. That Balak is not interested in him, in Bilam telling him future or anything else. He only wants him to curse him. What was the failure of Bilam? That he didn't tell them this fact. And then Hashem was upset that Hashem was upset that he went without saying that he could only do that which Hashem tells him and he cannot curse the people. All I'm saying is that is a far cry from perhaps how some of us view Bilam, at least at this stage of the game. At this stage of the game, the Ramban portrays a very positive view of Bilam, and Hashem's anger with Bilam is because he went with Sarei Balak without informing them that he cannot curse the B'nai Israel. Okay? This is a very positive view of Bilam. He made a mistake. And what happened?
Rabbi,
yeah.
That doesn't sound like a mistake. That sounds like he intentionally didn't tell them. And that doesn't sound like a very nice guy. I don't think the Ramban is saying that he's a nice guy, because he apparently intentionally did not tell them and went along allowing them to believe what they wanted to believe.
Let's see, Ramban's language, V'inei Bilam mirov chefzo lelechas, he very much wanted to go, lo hodiam zev lo amar lahem klum. Is that he intentionally?
I think that was intentionally withholding the information, and that's
he definitely
different from a nice guy.
Yeah, but I don't know if he, and if you notice, by the way, when the Malach Hashem, right, the Malach Hashem speaks, right, and then what happens, and then immediately, look what Bilam says in Pasuk Lamadalad. He says, "V'yomer Bilam Malach Hashem Chatasi, I sinned. Lo yadati katani tzadik rasi, v'atah imrav einecha shuvali." You know what? I made a mistake. If it's bad in your eyes, I will return. V'yomer Malach Hashem Bilam, no lechi manashim ve'vesu devar shev deber elecho zot taver v'lech Bilam misarei Balak. You can very much read this into he was so into going, okay, that his mistake was he didn't tell him that piece of information. And when it was pointed out to him, he said, if you want, I'm going to return. He said that. You can read in whatever you want, is what he says. And the angel says to him, no, you know, you can go with them. And the matter, in other words, let's be very clear about this. Hashem gave him permission to go with them. He told him to say something and he didn't say that. It's very different than Hashem didn't really want him to go with them. I mean, that's all I'm saying. I'm saying it's not, It's not like, if you look at Rashi, Rashi has a much more critical view of him.
It's also a Mamar Chazal, the Derech Shad, the Rotz Elelech, Malikunov.
I understand, but what I'm saying is, I understand that, but all I'm saying is that his, according to the Ramban, his only mistake is that he didn't inform him again that I can't curse them. He said that, you know, he did. That's the only thing that he did not inform them, and he always consulted that it was legitimate that he consulted Hashem a second time, and he has charata. He said chatasi as soon as he realized it. He says, I sinned. Okay, he made a mistake. He admitted his sin. Okay? Again, if you look, you still might be critical of him. You're certainly entitled to that, to feel that. But it's a far cry from the way Rashi understands this.
The Ramban never learned the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Chelek.
Then what?
Well, the Bilam is one of the people that don't make it to Tolu Rabba.
We're not done with the Shir yet, Evan.
That's based on the end.
So that's it. We'll get that in a minute. Okay, let's just point out that Rashi is a totally different view. Right, so Hashem said, Rashi says, like there's Rashi sees Bilam as a negative figure from the outset. Hashem says to him, Hashem says, don't go with them. So Bilam says, okay, Omar lo, im kein akalem komi. So I'll curse them in my own place. Omar lo, lo toras am. He says, Hashem says, no, don't curse the people. Omar lo, im kein avarchem, so I'll bless them. Omar lo, einam tzrichim levirchatecha. They don't need your blessing. Ki barucho, they're blessed. Mashal omrim letzira. It's a mashal where they say to the hornet, lo midov shechav lo meoksecha. I don't want your honey, I don't want your sting. So in other words, Bilam is already referred to as a tzira, as an enemy. Lalochi Mahem. So he says, I don't want to go with you. Bilam said, I don't want to go with you. But rather what? Elaim Sarim Galimikem, I want to go with greater officers. Lamana Shirul Kavoa, he was arrogant. Okay? So he said, I don't want to go with you people. So it was really he didn't want to go because Hashem didn't let him, but he wanted to make it seem like I wanted to go with greater people. And then we have this next line where he says, if Hashem gives me gold and silver, and we see from here that he wants money, right? That was the whole thing, that and I should get a lot of money. That's a Rashi that says, Melo Beso Kesef Azov. And then, Vayachvosh Es Asono, he saddled his donkey. Mikan She Asina Mekalkal Es Ashura, that hatred that he has, it sort of, you know, it ruins, you know, your character. Shechavatzu Ba'atzmo, that he saddled it himself. Again, he was full of hatred. Okay, and this is negatively compared to Avram. And this is the Mamar Chazal that Baruch was saying, the passage of Chazal. Lechim Hanashim B'derech Shalom Rotzen Lechbo Malichim Also. He says, Lechim Hanashim, if that, the way that a person wants to go, we lead him. You want to go to sin, we'll lead you to sin. Lechim Hanashim, go with the people. Ki Chel Kachay Mahem, your portion is with them. V'sofcha Lehavein Min Olam. And you'll be destroyed from the world. Okay? So Rashi clearly views Bilam as a wicked person from the outset. Now, the what's interesting is that the Ramban points out here, it's not so clear also, that's really a side point here, but the what it came to when you know the whole story with the donkey. So the Ramban points out, "Lo yigida kasim ha yusari Balak im Bilam." The pasuk did not say if the officers of Balak were with Bilam, but Masim Ailu, "O shall you rofe in lefada varochak ha yu beidam veino," and where they're riding a distance between them and him, "Vakarov shall you imo lo yispardu mimenu," and it seems that they were with him, they didn't separate from him. "Vrau bintos asambi." He calls Bilam also Ksurim Shahayu Shahaya Kaminaga Behema Ra Velo Shamu Dibura Afki Devaramel Shugaloi Ede Bilam. So apparently the angel was only revealed to Bilam and not to the people. So again,
what does the Ramban do with the dialogue between Bilam and his donkey?
No, so it's fine. So that's what you say. But what he's saying is, they.
I served you your whole life. I mean, that's not really a very positive statement.
Right. No. So clearly, you know, clearly, the point here is that I think clearly, he's saying that. That he's trying to teach Bilam a lesson here. No, there's no question. The Ramban agrees that he made a mistake in not informing them his purpose, and he admits to his sin.
But the donkey says,
right.
I mean, talking about their relationship. That's really not a positive thing to say about a person that you sleep with your donkey.
That you what?
Sleep with your donkey.
Okay. I don't know if that's Pashup Shat. I don't know if that's the simple reading of it. I don't know if that's a simple understanding. But okay. What's clear, the question is, do you view Bilam essentially as like this nagging child who's begging the parent to do something and finally the parent just gives in? That's sort of like the way Rashi understands it. Like he really wants to curse him from the outset. Or maybe he starts off good and then eventually, things change. What's clear is that the end of the story, right? The end of the story, we find that there is this epidemic, right? There's a magefa, and 24,000 people die. Why did 24,000 people die? So it's from the women of Midian, and there's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which I think some of you pointed out, where he says, "Amar lahem elo elo elohem shaleilu elo elokem shaleilu sone zimahu v'hem yisavim l'klei pishtan." So Bilam said to Balak. Balak and Moab, the Moabites, that the gods here, the god of these people, he hates promiscuity, and they need linen clothing. Bava siacha etza, I'm going to give you an idea. Asam klai voshi bahem zonos, sekeni b'chutz v'yada b'fnim. So they set up shop. There's an older woman outside, there's a young girl inside, v'yimachu lahem klei pishtad. And they sold linen garments to the Bnei Yisrael. Voshi b'hem zonos, kenim b'chutz v'yel b'fnim. So there was the harlots, an older one outside, a younger one inside. V'shash Yisrael ochli v'sholsi v'smechim yotzen teyav v'shuk. When they went out to the marketplace, omer slo zekeda, iyata v'akish klei pisham, do you want some linen clothing? Zekeda omer slo b'shavev v'yalda omer slo b'fachos. The young girl was able to give it cheaper. It's like a bait and switch. You know, one woman was giving for a higher amount, and the young girl was given for a lower amount. Shtayim v'sholosh probably v'achach omer li harani. She did a few times. After a few sales, harayat ke bed bias. You're like a bed bias. Shei beror la'atzmacha. You can sit, choose amongst yourself. It's a tzuri sheyayin amoni munach etzla. V'dayin lo nesa yayin shel nachri. At that point, they had some wine. Omer lo. V'tzot chishtishta kol shayin. You want some wine. Kevin sheshasa barbo. So once he had some wine, so then his passion was ignited. Omer lo shmi li. She said, listen to me. He said to her, listen to me. Hotzia yirasa mitochika amar lo avod lazeh. She then took out her little statue, little idol. Worship this. Amar lo halo Yehudi ani. I'm a Jew. Amar lo. She said to him, Ma'ach patlo klum vashim mchal piur. I only want a little, just it's a little type of worship here. And they didn't realize what, you know, it's to defecate. That's the Baal Por. Lo che'eni minatcha asher tichpor b'toras Moshe Rabcha. And then eventually she got him to deny God. And this is all Bilam's idea, according to the Gemara. And the Mishnah Pirkei Avos points out, Ein ra'a v'ruach gavoa v'nesh v'chava mitavinu shel Bilam harasha, that a bad eye, a haughty spirit, basically, if you're greed, arrogant, so that's Bilam. And the Gemara says, right? So, and essentially what happens at the very end of the story in Perek Lamed Aleph, when the Bnei Yisrael go to war against the Midianim, so there the Torah says, what? Who do they kill? they kill Bilam. Now we just look here. Let's just look at this very quickly. So hold on. So if you look at Perek Lamed Aleph, Shem says to take revenge on the Midianim, and then right they killed them all, and then Pasuk Ches, they also killed Bilam ben Bor, Hargu Becharef. They wiped out Bilam, right? And then, one second, and then it says very clearly, but they say, Moshe says, if you kept alive every female, Hain, Hoyu, Lebnei Yisrael, Bidvar, Bilam, Limsar, Mal, Bashem, Aldval, Por, Vatiya, Magif, Baras Hashem. So this is all Bilam's idea. The whole Baal Por scheme was all Bilam's idea. What's very clear is that Bilam ended up as a Rasha. So that's very clear. What's clear is that he ended up a Rasha. The debate between Rashi and the Ramban is really, you know, was he always evil, or did he have a tremendous amount of potential and he didn't fulfill that potential?
The only thing positive you can say is that God, Hashem usually doesn't speak to anyone, you know.
Right. So, right. I mean,
Rabbi, one of Paro's Yoatzim and Mitzrayim?
Again, that might be. I don't know what the Ramban says on this, Evan. So I don't know what the Ramban says on this. That's a Chazal, right? Again, I don't know. Rashi says that. I'm just pointing out to you in the story, the Ramban's view of. I just read you what the Ramban's view of Bilam in the story is that there was no problem with him. He made a little mistake and he said Chatasi, but there was no problem with him going. There's no problem in consulting Hashem the second time. Again, Rashi is building his opinion based on the totality of what we know of Bilam before making a judgment. He realizes that basically he's someone who's greedy, he's full of pride, and Hashem wouldn't let Bilam curse the nation, so Bilam found another way to cause harm. Maybe the Ramban is, in some respect, I think the Ramban's explanation is more fits to the language at the beginning of the parasha. Rashi's picking on him based on his understanding of who Bilam was. Ramban is probably closer to the Pashup Shat. And maybe you could argue that what? You know, the Sifrei points out that Bilam is seen as the non-Jewish equivalent of Moshe Rabbeinu. According to Chazal, prophecy only comes to those who've perfected their intellect and character. And Balak testifies to Bilam's exceptional power. He says, whoever you bless is blessed, whoever you curse is cursed. As mentioned, as Evan mentioned, the only other person who's referred to like that is Avram Avinu. However, with prophecy comes tremendous responsibility. How does Bilam deal with this responsibility of being the greatest non-Jewish prophet? Avram uses his power to promote kindness, faith in Hashem, honesty, and justice. Bilam promotes immorality and idolatry. Bilam abuses and wastes his potential to do good, and he does evil. And again, you have a Gemara that says, he starts off. Look at this Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kufa Amud Aleph. It says, "Best Bilam ben Bor Hakose, he was sorcerer. Kose, was he a sorcerer? He was a Navi. Or Yochan, Bitchila Navi, Lasov Kose. Seems he started off as a Navi, and he ended off as a Kose. So he changed from being a prophet to being a sorcerer. So in other words, every person can determine their fate. Whether Bilam started off good or bad is probably less relevant. What's important is that he comes down as Bilam HaRasha because of the path that he chose. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu signaled to Bilam what is right. And again, you could look at Rashi, he was always bad. Or you could look at Ramban, where his drive for power based on he was a Navi and he was a great person, and maybe initially he was good. But you see, someone's drive for power, sometimes can lead them to have, you know, close their eyes on the path of goodness, and it could lead to, you know, to really bad situations in the future. In other words, one second. So my point, Arthur, one second. So the point is that sometimes we see, like, you know, in Navi we have Yeravam ben Nevat, right? Yeravam ben Nevat is a tragic figure. He starts off good. He's chosen, and he makes an innocent mistake here, an innocent mistake there, and then you see at the end he's a very wicked. He has a very wicked person. So the question is, how we view Bilam? Rashi was evil from beginning to end, But the Ramban says not so fast. He might have been initially a Navi, he might have been a good person, but we see that his pride and his arrogance and his desire to do what is to follow what Balak wanted for him, led him to an evil path, and maybe that's even more powerful message than perhaps Rashi's message.